Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Only Sister Raising Psychic Hour. Well, today is Friday and we've got a caller in the queue. We're going to be speaking to you in just a moment, but wanted first invite our listeners and callers to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook and on Twitter, and also let you know the number to call, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. The number for further conversation, 562-596-7818. That is where you send inquiries if you'd like to speak with us after the show. Okay, so let's bring on our caller from 928. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Well, my name's Carrie, and I'm from Arizona.
Okay, Carrie, how do you spell your name?
C-A-R-R-I-E.
Okay, the traditional Carrie spelling.
Yes.
There are so many variations. Okay, Carrie from Arizona, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So go ahead.
Okay, so I'm to ask a question now?
Well, yeah, just tell us why you're calling, and we're going to get some information from you in a moment.
Okay.
Some more information.
So, you know, if anything else pops up that you need to tell me, that's fine.
Okay.
My dad passed away about a year ago, and he left everything to his wife, which is not my mother. And upon her death, we were our kids and the family, my sister and brother and I, were supposed to get this cottage in Michigan. And so I wrote her a letter and asked her about it, and I got a letter from the attorney not to talk to her at all, that it's her cottage. So I think she's giving it to her three daughters, and I just wondered if you saw anything about that, because I've just been kind of cut off, like, don't talk to me anymore.
Okay. So you're not in communication with the stepmother. Do you have any other siblings from...
My brother died. I have my sister. My sister didn't talk to my dad for the longest time, so she was already cut off. So I was the only one. I was in great communication with her. I was visiting her. Everything was fine until I sent a really nice letter and just asking, you know, upon your passing away, is the cottage going to me? And if so, maybe we could get a piece of paper, because I'm doing a will right now. And the lawyer said, you know, get a piece of paper, and so we can put it in with the will. And it was a really nice letter. And I just, after about 10 days, got a letter from her attorney saying the cottage was given to her, and not to contact her. If I have any questions, to contact the lawyer. And so, like, all of a sudden, I've just been cut off, which hurts me, too, because we used to have a good communication, and now... I think the daughter's involved with trying to take everything that was ours when we were younger. And I was always promised that when she first got married to my dad. She said, everything that was your dad's and mom's before this marriage is going to go to you guys. So don't worry about it. We don't want you to worry about it. Well, it's not anymore. I don't think it's going to us now. I think she's giving it to her daughters.
Wow, that's terrible. Really sorry.
I know.
About that. And your father obviously did not protect you in the will, because he left everything to her. So ultimately,
right,
it's her decision.
Well, he did kind of leave everything to her, but it was understanding verbally. And he had gotten dementia toward the end of his life with her. And so a lot of things got changed around, and my sister was taken off as a person on the will, you know, just things got changed around. And so
was
I don't know.
Was your sister the executor originally of the will or something?
She was one of them, the trustee or something like that. And then with Mary's daughter, and Mary took Megan off, my sister, took her off and put her daughter on as trustee. So now everything goes to her daughter.
Okay. And unfortunately a verbal agreement on a will is not going to hold any water in court, because it's, you know, whatever is on paper is what's going to count. So
right. And I understand that. It was just like my dad always said, this cottage will be yours someday, sweetie. He used to tell me that all the time. And she kind of promised it to us when they first got married. But I know that I don't have a leg to stand on in court, and I'm not really willing to go fight it in court. I just didn't know if maybe she had any twinge of guilt, or is she feeling like, you know, really this should go to his kids. I'm doing the wrong thing. Or is she just like, oh, I'm out for my own kids, and I don't care about you guys.
Right. Okay. So you know what would be helpful, Carrie, is to get some birth dates. I wrote down an 8, but 8 is kind of the theme of what we're talking about. It involves money and ownership, property, and, well, property is one, but 8 is money, and this is a fight over money, but there might be an 8 somewhere in the birth dates. Do you have her birth date by any chance? And
oh,
obviously
my gosh.
Yours is important. What's your birth date?
I do. I have a piece of paper here with all these birthdays written down.
Oh, good. Well, that's
the age that you might be picking up on, too, is my mom died in August. She died in August 11th to 1980 from cancer a long time ago.
Mm. Okay.
So Mary's birthday is in April. Let me see.
But what's your birthday? Let's get yours first.
My birthday is July 14th, 1957.
1957. Okay, 7, 8. Well, you have an 8 in the accumulation of your first two numbers, but anyway, that's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, here's another 8. So Mary was born on April 8th in 1929.
84 equals 7. She was born on April 8th?
On April 8th, 1929.
That I would say is more legitimate. 8, 12, 22. She's a 33, 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
33, 6. And what about your father?
My father's was January 14th, and he was born in 1925.
Okay. 16. He's a 5. 5, 11, 7. They're in 18, 9 together. Yeah. 18 equals 9. Okay, and you're a 34, 7, Carrie.
I am.
That's your karmic and master number. I'm sorry, I'm adding. She's having.
No, that's fine.
29 to 99. She's 80.
No. Carrie, I'm sorry.
Oh, Carrie
is 62 years old.
Yeah.
So she's going to have a change at 63, right?
Yeah. But
well, you're going to be 62. You're 61 years old right now?
Yes, 60. And I'm going to be 62 this July.
Yeah, 62 just this July. So in a year, you're going to have a change because that's a cycle of your master number. You're going to say something, Neil?
Yeah. Carrie, listen closely. The battle you're having with Mary, you see how she's born April 8th?
Uh-huh.
Now, you're born 7-1-4, mm-hmm. but 7-1 is 8, and then we have that 4 remaining. That's a karmic battle. You're in a karmic battle with her.
And the 8 that's broken up.
Yeah.
Her 8's broken up, and Mary has the solid 8.
Yeah, and your numbers together become a 13 or a 4, which is a common number for you and your third number and for Mary and her first. But I'm going to ask you a couple questions. In relation
okay.
to 11 years, how long has Mary been married, was married to your father?
Oh, gosh. She's been married a long time. Let me go to their anniversary page. I have to write everything down because I just don't remember.
No, you know what's so great? Like, I've got all these papers, and they're totally organized with the birth dates.
Okay, just a second, because I've got it. I know I've got to just go through each month.
Something else I wanted to point out while she's looking is that she's going to be 62, which is also an 8.
Yeah,
6 and
an
2
eight.
Is an 8.
Their mass
so,
numbers together become a 13, which is what adds up to their days.
Days, and there's the
and
division
her first
of
and
13.
Last number, it adds up to 13, 4, 9. So there's, and there's a 29 in there. So
right, which is problematic.
Okay, so I found it. Are you ready?
The father, they're both on the 14th, the father and Carrie, too. Okay, go ahead.
And my sister's June 14th. So we have a January 14th, a July 14th, and a June 14th.
And you have your sister's year by any chance?
My sister, go back to June.
And 510?
My sister's 3 years younger than me. So. She would be, I was born in 57, so she would probably be 55, maybe 50, 60, maybe.
21.
Okay, that's not as important
no.
for the sister right now.
And
the anniversary date.
The anniversary was September 12th, 2013 was 32 years that they had been married.
Yeah.
So that means 2017 was 36 years, 2018 was 37 years.
When did he die?
2019 was 38 years. So in 2019 was 38 years.
What, but when did your father die?
My dad died in April 27th. 2018.
So it would be 36 years. And I, hold on, Carrie. I just want to let 510 area code know that we're getting to his or her call in a few minutes. I just want to let them know we see them. And okay,
that's fine.
So you didn't give me the year they were married. You're calculating it was 38 years ago.
Let me go back to that page because I flipped to another page. So I'm sorry. Okay, so they were married September 12th, and it was they would have been married 38 years in this year, 2019. So they were married 38 years, except my dad passed away a year ago, so it would be more like 37 years that they were totally married.
Okay, so about they were both they were it was about 81, more or less.
80 or 81.
Okay. How much is the cottage worth?
Probably $500,000.
And where is this located?
It's located in Michigan, right up on between Lake Michigan and Lake Charlevoix.
Okay, so this is a beautiful cottage, right?
Oh yeah, it's a Victorian, 100-year-old Victorian place that. People from Chicago 100 years ago used to get on trains and go up there, and then they stayed in these beautiful Victorian, really, mansions. And it's an exclusive club, and they have their own beach, their own tennis courts, their own boathouse.
So, did you have a good relationship with your father?
I did. Right up to the point he died, I had a great relationship with him.
And did you have a good relationship with your mother-in-law, with your mother-in-law?
She did.
Yes, I actually did. She was very, kind. I'd go visit her. I'd go up to the cottage. But I never was close to her three daughters. And a lot of people around me say she's all about the three daughters, not about you. She's making sure that her daughters are well taken care of and get what they want.
I have a question, regarding the will and what happened with your father and his dementia. Were changes made during, it's so difficult, but were changes made to that will while he was mentally incapacitated.
The only change that occurred, I think, was taking Megan off of the thing as kind of a trustee. But he did, when he got married to her, like, he had a rough life with my mom. My mom was an alcoholic, and there was a lot of problems. And so when he married Mary, he was just so ecstatic, and they traveled all over, and he kind of put his old family on a back burner, and they became the new family. So he did say to her, you know, everything I have when I die is going to go to you. But it was always promised that after she passed away that the cottage would go back to his kids, to me and my
right.
sister, and well, my brother passed away. So it was verbal. I have no leg to stand on in court, but I was just kind of hoping that maybe she would have
the conscience.
A conscience and a heart, and that she would give it to us.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm trying to figure out, if she won't, you know, she doesn't want to talk about it now, according to the lawyer's letter.
I want to say something real quick, and then Neil is going to say something. But my only question is whether it was legal for your sister to be taken off as trustee if your father did not have the, you know, the presence of mind to be able to do that legally. That would be a question. Because
it wasn't, but my sister, she doesn't want, I talked to her last night. She doesn't want to fight it or anything.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, Neil, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a shame, and it's not the end of the world. It's a loss.
Right.
And it's a disappointment and a loss, and there's other emotional and aesthetic reasons why, you know, this would be damaging to you. However, I'll tell you what, I would contact the lawyer said, contact me. I would contact the lawyer.
Yeah,
number one, Mary's going to be charged. So,
right.
So I would contact, number one, Mary is having tunnel vision. She doesn't want to be bothered with having to face a moral or ethical issue or, you know, an issue that's right. She just wants you to go away.
Right.
And then
that's totally what I get.
Yeah. Well, too bad. This was the family cottage. Yes, they lived a substantial long time. And if your father either made a conscious mistake or unconscionable mistake in terms of the will, that lands squarely on that pig. But what if I were you, what do you have to lose? I would contact the lawyer and say, look, this was the family. This was in the family, and my father had promised it to me. And I just don't understand. And if he says, well, you know, they've been married 38 years, and he has a right to give it to whoever he did, and he gave it to Mary, and that's the end of the story. But you're not to contact Mary. Now you can say, well, on my behalf, would you be open to discussing with her my sentiments, since I can't speak to her? Can you let her know that this is a great disappointment emotionally and financially to me, and see if what she has to say? Now, he may or may not do that, but if you want to appeal to Mary, this would be the way to do it. I mean, the obvious tunnel is apparent. This attorney said, talk to me. Well, if he's saying, talk to me, I would. You have nothing.
Right, and
to lose.
I did try to call this morning, and he is out of the office. So I do have plans to contact him. I didn't want to do it right away when I first heard this or got the letter, because there was too many emotions coming
when
out.
When did you get the letter?
Probably about 8-9 days ago.
Okay, so let me ask you another question now on a more of a psychic impression. Who has two dogs? Who ever had two dogs or two dachshunds or two dogs?
I have. Well, we've had numerous different dogs. Mary doesn't. My parents used to have dogs, Springer Spaniels. I don't know.
What were your parents' dogs? I mean, what was the situation with those dogs?
Well, they had Springer Spaniels, but they usually had one at a time.
Okay.
Did you ever have two dogs at a time?
I've got one now. At one point, I had five dogs at once.
Okay, so it's you. I'm centering on you. And were any of those dogs smaller dogs?
Ebony, okay. But...
It's iffy. Was there ever a painting or a portrait of you with your dogs?
There was a portrait of my mother, and she had a dog with her.
Oh.
Okay. And was that a painting or a portrait? A portrait.
It's one of those ones where you pay a lot of money to have a picture done and stuff like that. It's like a picture, but it looks like a painting.
A painting.
Okay. So here's on the psychic note. Here's what's going on a psychic note, Carrie. I know your mother was an alcoholic, and probably she was a mess, and there was a messy situation. And I'm not going there. I'm going into the space where your mother crossed over and is dealing with karma and is trying to make something right for you from the other side for the pain or aggravation she caused. When people cross over with a lot of mess, in my estimation, they go into the astral realm, and there, who knows what, they can try to figure things out, get things corrected. They have to come back. Who knows? I mean, but the premise is this. I think that your mother, and you may hate her. I don't care.
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay. Well, I think your mother is trying to get this corrected for you from the other side. And I know it sounds like a movie, but that's what I'm thinking.
Which,
that's where the vibration's coming from.
Which is, I mean, souls have limited power in terms of being able to help people, but there is an effort from her to do so.
Any Kims or Kathys or K sounds anywhere?
Well, I'm Carrie, but
Catherine, Kathy. Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about that, because when you're searching that far, it doesn't matter. I'm not concerned about that anyways. I just want to know. There's a small chance you're going to be compensated, but I wouldn't
count on it.
I think that Mary's made up her mind. But I'll tell you what happens sometimes in these readings, and you don't know this very well. I've been doing this for over 50 years. Sometimes in a reading, things happen. I can't explain it, but over 50 years, I've experienced it. And this may just trigger something whereupon you would call us back and go, guess what?
Something has changed.
Now, we're not going to promise it, because we're dealing with elements that are on the supernatural level. If you want a hardcore reading, it doesn't look like you're going to get the cottage. But if you're wanting a mystical reading, more of, is there any chance out there? Because you stated as, I want to see if I can reach her guilt factor, or feeling bad or something.
Right. Her conscience and her heart. You know, like, because I think there's a small part in her that feels very guilty about this. But she's got
as
a daughter that's driving her to do it.
As she should.
What's she going to be faced with? Do you think, I mean, realistically, is she going to hand over the cottage to you and it's going to be yours? What are you looking for in this situation?
I don't know. I just was wondering, you know, is that relationship going to open back up between her and I? Is there a chance that she could tell her daughters, you know what, this really belongs to them. I can't do this anymore. I need to give it to them. Or do I just, it's going to her daughters. I need to let it go and work on
it. Is it shared? I mean, is it possible that the property could be shared amongst the daughters and you and your sister?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be her daughters and her daughters' kids and her daughters' grandkids. I think
so. There's no way that could be a possible scenario.
No, because they didn't get along with my sister at all, and they never really paid me much. They were very distant to me too. Like, I write letters to them, and I'd never get an answer. Or when my dad died, there was no condolence cards.
Cottage been in the family?
Huh?
How long has the cottage been in the family?
Oh, the cottage has been in the family since I was, I'm 61, and I went up there when I was like 7 or 8 years old.
Okay, so let me ask you something.
Let
me ask you something in a few brief moments here. Has anyone ever worked for transportation, their railroad system, anything along that line?
I think my dad's dad did.
Okay, that's good.
Well, can you explain what you think? Give us the content of what you're thinking.
Oh, I just remember, I think someone a long time ago asked me the same thing. They saw something with movement or transportation, and I don't really know that much. I mean, my dad was in the steel industry making furniture and stuff. He had a steel company. I don't know if his father, I know he was a geologist and stuff, but I'm not sure if he was in some kind of transportation, but I can't think of anybody else that would be.
Hmm. Your father was in the steel industry, but he made furniture?
Well, they was a steel plant, and so they would they had a lot of – his name was Steel, too, which is really weird. But he eventually took over the company. He was vice president and then president. And they made all sorts of steel that would then make furniture and stuff for, you know, whoever wanted to order the steel. It could have even been for bigger projects, too, but it was Grand Rapids Supply and Steel Company.
So your family is somewhat wealthy anyways, right?
Yes, my mom's parents were wealthy, and my dad kind of married into that, and then he took over their business, which was the steel company. But he bought stocks and everything. He did really well for himself, but a lot of the money went to Mary and then just going to the daughters.
In your memory, do you remember anyone having any throat problems, scarlet fever, something with the throat?
But it could extend to thyroid too. I mean, on a more.
Not sure about the throat problems. I mean, my mom had cancer, but it was breast cancer she died of.
Anything and any thyroid problems with the family?
Not that I know of.
Anybody a heavy smoker?
My mom was. And my dad was. My mom smoked right up until the point where she died. My dad quit.
To help you out, this is a psychic show. And logically.
To help you out, this is a psychic show.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're trying to divine something or get information from a psychic perspective, at least from calling our show. And on a physical level, it doesn't look too good. But there seems to be, and I've been dealing with ghosts and spirits since I was a little boy, 4 or 5 years old. There seems to be some vibrational communication going on with your mother here. I don't know how much she can do or what she can do, but I think that we could say, one, there's an interest on your mother's part. Two, her intention is to help. And three, we would have to start off with you contacting the attorney and seeing if there's some energy field in which the attorney might go ahead and talk to Mary and a conversation can start.
I think what's notable too is that the wealth came from the mother. I mean, the father took over the family business, but it came from your mother. So the fact that she's trying to intervene now on a soul level is interesting.
You know, for validation purposes, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay, we're going to get to 510 in just a moment.
Yeah, hold on, 510. We'll be there within 5 minutes. Swing sets, any swing sets on any properties?
There was a swing set on our property in Grand Rapids in our backyard, and I used to go down and swing on that a lot.
Okay. Was that when your mother was alive?
Yes.
Okay. Did your mother ever who broke a leg? Who broke a hip? Who broke a bone?
My mom, in her last stages of cancer, like she would roll over in bed, and at one point her hip just disintegrated and broke.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you see what's going on, Carrie? There's a vibrational conversation going on with your mother. You see where we're going here?
Yes.
You may believe it, you may not. It sounds
like
you
might. Oh, I
totally
believe it. I totally believe it. I do.
Okay, so there's something going on there. What we can do in this brief reading, because we have to get to the other caller, is say, mom's trying to reach out. Mom's trying to help. Now, remember, she's not an angel. She's a soul. She's a soul slash spirit. How much authority she has, we don't know, but she's trying to reach out to you and tell you she's going to try to do something.
What's
I don't know where it goes from there.
Before we go to the other caller, let's get her birth date because we didn't get that.
My mom's birth date?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's March. I'm trying to get to the page here real quick. March, February, March. March 22nd, 1929.
Okay. 28. 10, 1. Okay. Okay.
It's an unfinished story. If I were you, I would call the attorney.
Okay.
And if I were you, I would try to, when you go to bed, just talk to your mother before you go to sleep. Open up your mind and go to her, because there could be, in the astral realm, when you're asleep, there could be an easier way for your mom to communicate with you via a dream.
Do you think she's communicating with my dad about this too?
No.
No.
I don't feel that there's a connection. I'm not picking up anything from your father. So right now we have to say that there's no communication, but that's okay. That's all right right now. For the time being, they may be on different planes right now. Who knows? Your mother may have more karma to deal with. Maybe she's more earthbound because of the karma and the alcoholism and things like that. Maybe she's in a different classroom than where your father went. So
okay.
I'm not concerned about your dad right now. He made some mistakes, but for the moment, we're communicating with your mom. So let's give her all the energy we can right now, because she seems to be the one on, you know, in the picture. She's up at the bat. The only other thing, has anything tilted, fallen? You know, you had to straighten something on the wall.
In my house?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's constantly the pictures are getting tilted, and I have to go and straighten them back out. And I'm like, is the earth shifting?
No. That's your mom.
Okay.
Your mom is communicating. We don't have much more time, but your mom is communicating and telling me how she's trying to manifest her physical energy in your home.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
okay,
I appreciate
Carrie.
All the time you gave me, because I know that was a lot of time, and there are other people that want your help too. So, but I do appreciate it. Maybe this opens something up in the astral realm, and you know, maybe something will happen from there.
Yeah. Please let us know the results of contacting the attorney.
Okay.
Call us back, and you can follow us on Facebook. We appreciate it if you do. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile.
Okay.
Okay, so.
All right, and thank you so much again.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's interesting because Carrie is a 7. Her mom is a 1. Those are their first two numbers, or Carrie's first two numbers. So there's a karmic connection with the mother. That's 7-1. That's an 8. So there's that 8 again.
Maybe she should have a bucket of paint fall on her head.
Huh?
You know the movie Carrie?
Oh, no, I never saw that movie.
Mm-mm.
I know I've told you that I want to see it, even though I'm... You said it's not that great.
It's all right.
Not a great horror film.
Brian De Palma. It's not a bad film. Not a classic, but, you know, it's got its moments.
Okay. All righty. Let's bring on 510.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
My name is Tasha.
I'm sorry, your name is...
Tasha?
No. My name is Tasha.
Tasha.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, Tasha. Have we spoken with you before? I think we might have spoken with you before.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah. 622.75?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I didn't remember that. I looked back at notes.
Oh.
It's funny. I paged like 2 pages back, and there she was at the top of the page. So I'm honest when I remember and when I don't. So this was not from memory. All right. Hey, Tasha, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Okay. What's going on?
I'm just trying to figure out my connection with CMB.
With who?
With CMB, my connection.
What's CMB?
The artist, a celebrity. That I'm trying to see what's our connection.
Oh, okay. So you're Who is that? I
thought
know.
You were talking about a thing of coffee.
A celebrity. No, a celebrity.
Not a good, don't let Neil cook for you anytime soon.
I thought you
soon.
Were doing the letters C and B. I thought maybe it's a numerical thing. Your connection to the artist C and B.
Who is C and B? I feel like I'm not. I feel like I'm behind the times here.
Is that a rap artist or who is this?
R&B and R's. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Rhythm and blues.
No. Well, you could say yeah. All,
well, that's what R&B stands for. What R&B stands for. Rhythm and blues. Okay, so he's R&B.
C and B.
Yeah, but you said an R&B artist. She said an R&B artist.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Rhythm.
Do you know the birthday?
Stands for R&B.
Yeah. 5/5/89, and mine is 6/22/75.
Okay, so you're wondering about your connection. Have you met this person?
No, would love to meet him.
Okay.
1989.
5/5/89. Yeah. 3710. Okay. Alrighty. He's 3710-1. And he just turned 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Well,
five.
Well, she's a 32/5 and he's got two fives.
Yeah, and their karmic numbers are interchangeable. So when you align the karmic numbers, so you're 32 and his is 37.
How do you see that?
When
you both karmic numbers.
The karmic numbers.
Yeah.
Your 3 to his 7 is his karmic number 37. His 3 to your 2 is your karmic number 32. You guys become a 6 together. 5 and 1 is a 6, which is your month.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
their month and days add up to 10.
Yeah, 6/2/2 is a 10, 5/5 is a 10, so those match, and that happens, 10 happens to be 37/10/1 is his karmic master number, so both the month and days are equivalent to his karmic number, 37/10.
Well, there's something distant in the karma between you and he. It's really distant. So if we go back 3 or 4 lifetimes, there might have been a connection that was more outstanding. You're coming back maybe 4 lifetimes later with him, and that connection's been diluted. It's not as strong. So you have this desire, which may be based on your interest in him or attraction or whatever, but there is some common sense in where you're coming from, because numerically speaking, coded wise, there is a connection.
I was just going to ask, how do you spell this? Because I'm trying to look him up real quick so we can get a picture of this guy.
Christopher.
Christopher what?
Brown.
Oh, is this the guy that was with Rihanna?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now I know who you're talking about, Chris Brown. But she said seen, so that is not familiar to me. I know who he is. Okay, now I'm not feeling so ancient.
Okay. I don't know. I know James Brown, but I don't.
So he's an interesting character because he's got a history of some kind of, he's got some domestic violence stuff that's happened with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know
who
he is. This is him.
I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to see what he's all about here.
That's him.
Chris Brown.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm trying to figure out what's this connection when I'm all sweating.
So what, you've got a strong attraction to him?
Yeah, I'm over here fusing, sweating. I've been crying, my soul and tears out.
Well,
I just want to meet this man.
Well, that's common, just to let you know, it's a normal, I think it's normal that, regular people, idolize
yeah.
people in the spotlight.
I know, I'm like, yeah,
people.
I'm like, even though our age is so different, I'm like, which I don't care because age is just a number. I'm like, just to know his heart. That's all. Just to know him as a friend.
Well, you got to be careful. You know, you got to be careful with kind of like the fan obsessed thing. But
yeah,
I'm going to share something with you that just keep to yourself because you're going to sound like a nut if you say it to anybody else. I think maybe four lifetimes ago, there was a strong connection between you and this individual that could have been a marriage. The numerical content translated to a code, in my estimation, reveals something to do with a union that might have been a marriage and then separated by alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So in this lifetime, any alcohol-related problems in your family?
Mm-hmm.
Such as?
Just like when I was younger, it used to be alcohol. Yeah. I don't know what type of alcohol, though, because I was a little kid.
Did your parents split up?
As far as I know, my parents was never together.
Oh. So that they did split.
So
they
your
are
father
split
was,
Yeah.
Your father was absent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did you ever live in an area where you were near boats or a shipyard or...
No.
Well.
No.
Okay. How? Because I'm familiar with your area code.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with your area code. You are close to water where you live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's an industrial area where you live.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
and there's
that.
Industrial water. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Where
so
she
I
lives.
Did.
Yeah.
So you're on.
He doesn't
see the area code,
I know where.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't go investigate people's lives.
No, no,
and
well,
like
we wouldn't have any way to do that anyway. But I'm just,
Okay, so there's something going on there. The only thing you can do is send him a nice letter, or if that's possible, and say how much you respect him and enjoy his music.
Mm-hmm.
But don't act crazy or obsessed. You know, oh my, I think there's a connection between
Because,
don't do that.
Because
no, not.
Yeah, the thing is about past life connections. You know, they do become diluted often as the lives. You know, the successive lives progress. And so just because there was a connection in a past life, and this applies to any relationship that's karmic, doesn't mean that there should be a connection necessarily on that level in this lifetime. So, you know, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful.
Tasha, do you know anyone that would have a small tattoo on their hand between their thumb and their index finger?
No. Oh, no.
No.
Well, I know my kids have tattoos on their hands.
Okay, so let's start with that. You have kids and they have tattoos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you divorced?
Huh?
Are you divorced?
I was married 22 years ago.
So you are divorced?
Yeah, been divorced. I wasn't married long, so
yeah.
It doesn't matter. You're still divorced.
Okay, so your kids have tattoos. All we can say is to help explain your condition of mind and emotion. We believe there was a past life, but don't go crazy over that. That can be very common in our psychic evaluations. If you want to get any further with this, I would send him a nice fan letter telling him how much you appreciate his music and how much it means to
you. Have you done that at all? No.
I text him on Instagram and I don't know if it's Instagram or Facebook and let him know that I text the manager. I don't know if he read it or not. I just gave it a shout out. Like, I respect you as an artist and your music.
So you've already done that.
I appreciate your artistry, yeah.
Okay. And did you get a response?
No, I don't know if I actually really trying to, it's his manager, so I don't know if he gave it to him so he can see.
Right. And that may be the case with it, even if you sent like a letter, that he may not receive it because those things are handled by
him. Probably gets a lot of fan mail. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, there seems to be a connection. But what are you going to do with it? I mean, you know, what you said before in the reading, will you ever meet him? Go to his concert.
Have you done that?
I am. I'm going in October, but my seat is so high, so he won't even, you know, recognize. I don't know where the actual seat is because I haven't been to a concert in a long time. So I'm trying. Well, I'm trying to get close to him as much as I can with respect to him.
Well, you know, does he have any other outside interests? Does he support any causes? Or is he just...
I know he has his clothing line that he has up.
I don't know. You've got a lot of water to swim through to get to him. You know, sometimes we do have connections with people, but, you know, you just live with it. You just kind of move on. It sounds like you're a little bit in turmoil over your connection with them because it sounds like, you know, you're all sweaty. I don't know.
Because, you know, I'm a healer, so my hands is fusing and sweating as we talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you a healer from the old school? Do you use, you know?
No, I'm psychic too, so I'm an empath. So I could feel people's energy. So about Chris,
Was your grandmother spirit oriented? Did she believe in the spirits and healing? Anybody in your past going back deep?
I don't know. It's just something that I was just born with, gifted. I've just been very in tune with myself, deep thought. So I don't know where this derived from.
You have a do you have any daughters?
No, I don't have no daughters.
Just sons, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do they do?
Where they're working right now.
How old are your sons?
I have three sons. I have a 23-year-old will be 24 in August. I have a 20-year-old that will be 21 in January. I have a 14-year-old that will be 15 in October.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead. And then
were they ambitious? What kind of jobs do they do?
I was going to ask what she does.
Right now, my oldest is doing going for electrician, and my other son is doing security, and my youngest is an artist.
And what do you do?
What
is your job?
Me, I just take care of them for right now. I've been dwelling into the tarot. You know, trying to.
How do you support your children, though? I mean, well, there are two of them are obviously of age.
Working,
so
yeah.
How do you make money?
Right now, I'm on disability.
You're on disability. What's your disability?
SSI.
I know, but what's wrong? I mean, why do you collect disability? What's your illness?
They diagnosed me with lupus.
Oh gosh, that's terrible. Sorry.
Well, you know, and it sounds like you raised your boys. They really seem to be in good shape, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You know, if this connection is strong enough with the vibration, even maybe from the vibrational energy of this reading, there may be some weird connection be made. Maybe he'll contact. Maybe he'll say thank you or something like that. I don't know. You know, it's tough. It's a tough call. But I want to ask you one question before we move on. I keep seeing this, like, doll, like this stuffed teddy bear or a doll or something that's really old that stayed in the family. I don't know why I keep seeing this with you.
Oh, a teddy bear?
Well, I don't know if it's a teddy bear or, you know, that when a little kid has a has like a stuffed little baby, but it's made out of cloth and it's kind of stuffed.
Oh, yeah. I used to have a little doll. It was like a black doll, a Color Me doll, when I was a kid, me and my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. We used to push it and play with it outside, and because I used to always wonder, like, why we always got to have these little baby dolls to push around in the stroller, but then realizing as we got older, like, okay, they're preparing us for motherhood. That's all this was about.
Yeah.
And you became a mother.
Yeah. Did you ever know anyone, Tasha, that wrote articles or worked for a paper or did a writing?
Mm-mm. I mean, when I was little, I used to always write poetry.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. And my brother was in high school. He did media, so he had to write, like, write stuff for the schools.
Well, okay.
So what activities they did for schools.
We're getting to know you more, and we're getting to dig more into your psyche, and mm-hmm. maybe that might be a way to help you maybe reach this singer, Christopher Brown.
Mm-hmm.
It might work. I'm just trying to feel the territory and see if there's any validations, and we do seem to be getting to know you more and getting some mm-hmm. things back that are being validated. So that might help. You can always call back and see, you know, if there's any more news that occurs between you and him.
I mean, as far as a connection, it's probably going to be a soft connection. I don't think there's going to be like some, you know, romance that occurs between the two of you. So
yeah, no.
Keep it real.
I know.
You know. It's a possibility that there might be an exchange, but you know, don't expect, be realistic about your expectations with this person.
You know, for your own peace of mind, here, my picture is that in a way, in a past life, this was maybe four generations ago, there was a marriage and there was alcohol problems. And in that lifetime, you guys split up, and that relationship never really reached a proper end. And then you came back eventually to who you are now, and you're born into a broken family, more or less, and mm-hmm. a father that's absent. So that journey has continued in its theme to this present moment. But if we go back to that time, that might mean potentially that this man might have some sort of karmic obligation to reach out to you and say, hello, hey, you know, thank you, something.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. You know, there might be something like that. So you could say, you know, state who you are and how much his music and his legacy means to you, and that you would appreciate anything that he could share, you know, a photograph, an autograph, anything that he gives to a fan that really is, supports him. You could start mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe the manager might. You go ahead.
Yeah. I'm like, I've been trying to reach out on for I think since last year.
Oh, you've contacted him multiple times.
Yeah, trying to reach out to him. Through the manager.
Maybe
you could get in contact with him.
Maybe since you've had this conversation, it might be more effective. You can try again, and there'll be energy behind it, and you'll be able to make that connection. But
yeah,
you know, it's worth a shot, Tasha.
Okay. Okay.
But we wish you luck, and let us know how things go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. And Tasha can follow us on Facebook. She says she's on Facebook. We hope that she does. Neil and Kristen Baker. And there's a page for the show. Hope she finds that too, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Neil Baker Psychic, all of our pages. Yes, we appreciate your support. And we're out of time. I mean, essentially, it's we've got about 1 minute left.
Okay.
I mean, it's 2 minutes, but we get our 90-second warning in about a minute. So anything you wanted to say before we wrap?
No, I think that's about the show.
Okay, well, we are back on the air on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Talk to you then. Bye.